Since 1978, Afternoon Delight has been one of Ann Arbor's most beloved breakfast and lunch destinations. Owner Joanne Williams is announcing that she will retire now later this year. So what is the future of this beautiful, delicious place? And I have in my hand one of their famous bran muffins. I think the first time I ever ate a bran muffin, Joanne, was at Afternoon Delight. And it was like a novelty back then.
Yeah, we still have them. Same recipe since the beginning.
Incredible. You know, a lot of people think that when you hear someone's retiring, an owner's retiring, that that's going to be it. And we've had too many places leave us
right
recently.
No, that's certainly not my plan. I'm hoping that somebody will come on and take over and continue the legacy. We have a great bunch of customers that have been coming for, you know, generations. And
you really have. And I remember so many fun times, especially in college at the University of Michigan. You have a great student base that loves Afternoon Delight.
Yes.
And I think I spent a lot of time there during my college years at Michigan.
That's great.
Yeah, but growing up here in Ann Arbor, I think we all it's beloved, Afternoon Delight. For you, you started working there when you were in high school. You were a Pioneer High School student?
I was a Pioneer High School student. I actually had a field trip with my foods class to Afternoon Delight.
You're kidding.
And my teacher said, Joanne, you need to apply for a job there. And I did, and here I am.
Oh, my gosh. What were those early days like for you? Tom Hackett was the man who started it.
Tom had a couple partners at the time. And Tom was often there. He encouraged me to go on and stay. And I stayed for, at that point in time, 7 years. And I went through the culinary program at Washtenaw. Mm-hmm. He encouraged that. And, I worked there for a long time, and then I stepped away for 14 years.
What did you do during that time?
Well, I had a child, and I waited until she was in school before I went back to work. And I happened to decide that I was going to open a restaurant. So I went back and visited Tom and said, hey, you know, I'll give you 5 good years, teach me everything you know, and I'm going to open a restaurant. And then 3 months later, I was a partner. I bought in, and the rest is history.
You had no idea it was going to be that restaurant.
Oh, no, but it's perfect. It's like being home. I mean, it's really hard to find an established place in Ann Arbor that's, you know, that restaurants come and go.
So how many years all total have you been with Afternoon Delight?
I've owned it since 98, so that's 28 years.
Wow. And prior to that, was in the 70s, you were...
In 79, I worked until 86 or 87.
Wow.
Yeah.
When you first met Tom Hackett, what were your thoughts about his business and how he ran it? And obviously, it resonated with you now becoming the owner yourself.
Yeah. No, Tom's a dynamic man. He's very outgoing, very great with people. And... he pretty much taught me, you know, how to handle the customers. We had a lot of people that are regulars. He knows everybody.
Mm. It, especially in the early days before other restaurants started doing this, it was the place to go to get healthy food.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Talk about that.
Well, we were one of the two restaurants, us and Seva, that had, you know, vegetarian and vegan items including, but everything was fresh, made to order. We have no fryers. We didn't have any freezers, so everything came in fresh.
Oh,
and
really?
We worked off of it that way. So, yeah, no, it's been really a good thing, and we still make, you know, our vegetarian vegetable soup every day.
Oh, so good.
We used to run 4 soups a day, but right now we're doing 2, but they're all fresh. Every week we change the types. Lots of vegetarian sandwiches.
The sandwiches are huge, too.
Yeah, they're big.
Yeah. First time I ever had alfalfa sprouts, I think, was also at
Well, Happy back in the day, everything had alfalfa sprouts.
Exactly.
Now I can't get them.
Why?
I think it's an issue with E. coli and how they're grown.
Oh, really?
I can't get them. I can't get them anywhere.
We lived.
Yeah.
It's for sale. Afternoon Delight. We're talking with owner Joanne Williams, who was a high school student at Pioneer when she first started working at that beloved breakfast and lunch destination. What are the hours currently that you're open?
Right now, we're open 8 till 3, Tuesday through Saturday, 8:30 till 3 on Sundays, and we're closed on Mondays.
You have a robust catering business, too.
We do. It's right now, it's about a third of the business. It's a lot from the university. We're one of their preferred vendors, so we do a lot with them and a lot of the businesses as well. Mostly breakfast and lunch, but we do have, dinners as well, but right now, it seems to be more popular with the breakfast and lunch.
What is your biggest selling item?
Probably our deluxe breakfast, which is quiche and blintzes, muffins, Danish scones, bagels, fruit, and juice. That is probably our most popular item. We do a lot of that.
You have this listed with Collier's and one of the best in town, Jim Chaconas.
Yes, he's great.
tell us about this listing and who you're looking for and who would be a good candidate to buy Afternoon Delight.
Well, Jim has been a customer of ours and a good friend of Tom for decades. And he was the first person we thought of. Right now, I'm looking for somebody who can see the way we do things, but can build on it. It'd be good to get some social media or, just update some of the things and still carry on the legacy of what we have in mind with the fresh and homemade and made to order sandwiches and salads.
You are kind of a hidden gem.
Yeah.
When you bring up something like social media, that's a very good point. So you're looking for someone who can kind of boost that presence in the community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are there very many places like Afternoon Delight left in our community?
There really isn't.
We lost Angelo's, another great breakfast destination.
Yeah, there isn't a whole lot, especially downtown.
Yeah. Broken Egg was another one that went by the by. Mm-hmm. And what is it like running a business in downtown Ann Arbor today compared to maybe back in the early days when you first took over?
Yeah, well, back in the days, we had a line out the door on weekends. I mean, we still have a big brunch, following. It's since COVID, it's not been as much, but we're looking to bring all that back. We do have regulars. We have people that come in like clockwork every weekend, some Saturday people, some Sunday people, and some people that just come in daily. But it's
you're going to miss those people.
Oh, I am. I already do.
What response are you getting from them now that they know that you plan on retiring?
Yeah, I get a lot of response since the news broke. Most people are worried about it going away, and I keep telling them it doesn't have to go away. We're not looking for that. We're looking for somebody to take it on, and I tell them all, this place could be yours.
Do you own the building as well?
No, we rent. It's Oxford's property management. But we've been in the same location since 1978.
Would they be able to buy but move? Could that be part of the deal?
I could certainly do that.
To see them move from your
right.
Location,
I mean, when you move from the location, since it's been established there, it's possible. And the catering side is quite busy. So,
how many staff people do you have?
There's about 20 altogether.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
And the response you got from them?
Everybody's supportive. I made sure I let them know before I even made any announcements of this. Everybody's great. Everybody's working hard. They plan on being there for, anybody else that comes in. They'd be happy to to stay. I've had people that have worked there for decades. And
do your recipes also go with the new owner?
They do. Yes.
Any proprietary ones that?
No. Well, the bran muffins, everybody asked for them. And I said, well, you know, if I gave you the recipe, then you wouldn't be coming in here.
So. Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, that's a popular item, that and the soups. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Tom Hackett, when you discuss this with him, what?
He's okay. I mean, he's sad. He's but he'll still be around. He's still here. He comes in 2-3 times a week.
Oh,
right,
does
now.
He?
So
oh, that's great.
He's still around, and we'd both be available for anybody's references.
Joanne, it sounds like you would be amenable to someone not just taking over and continuing what you've started, but obviously growing the business and perhaps even doing more with it. How do you balance, though, that tradition of Afternoon Delight, what everyone knows it for, what its brand is, with embracing new ideas that can carry it into the future?
Well, I think it's what needs to be. I think it's the wave of the future. I keep people in. I mean, we still have frozen yogurt. We were the first one.
Yes,
in Ann Arbor,
that's right.
With
that's another
yogurt.
Thing I think I first had.
We still have frozen yogurt. I mean, we are still some of the stuff that started us off.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, I think it's a necessary step to, grow.
So the big question is, anyone who's listening to this and is thinking they've been looking for an investment.
Mm-hmm.
How much does it cost to buy Afternoon Delight?
Well, I don't know. I need to have some people give me some offers. Right now, we're at the beginning stage. I'm not
Oh, you
I'm
don't have
sure.
a price.
I don't have a price.
Anything in mind?
Well, I'm sure Jim has. He's handles the...
For Colliers,
yeah.
Jim Chaconis. Mm-hmm.
Yes, he would be the one to talk to about the cost.
Have you had any interest so far?
Yeah, he's got a few people with some bites. I haven't talked to them yet, but there is some interest out there.
What if someone wanted to invest in it and be the owner, but didn't want to do the day-to-day? Would you stay on?
I can't. I personally am... somebody that has to have her hands in everything. And I can't
not just a little bit of
no,
it.
No, I can't step away without, and step back.
Well, I think you deserve retirement after so many years too.
I have a grandson I'd like to spend some time with.
Nice.
And I know myself and I can't not do everything.
Yeah.
So I'm sure somebody could find a great manager.
Mm-hmm.
To come on.
Anyone within your ranks who could step up to that role?
I don't. I have some people that are in supervisor positions, but they could certainly help somebody.
Right.
But I think we need some new blood in there to, make some changes and grow it.
When did you come to this realization that it was time to retire?
Oh, it was probably last year. Just spending time with my grandson. And thinking, I just like to do some things for myself. But, I love the place. It's home. I mean, it's been home since I was in high school.
You grew up in a family of 8 children.
I did.
Your maiden name, McDonald. And again, Pioneer High School, graduated in 81 and started out working at Afternoon Delight and then ends up owning it. When you look back on your career and your life, could you have imagined it this way?
Oh, not at all. Not at all. And it's great. I mean, like I said, it's home. I didn't expect to own a restaurant. I didn't expect to even stay in Ann Arbor. But I've been living here my whole life. I'm fourth generation Ann Arbor.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, my roots are deep here.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
All the more reason why you want Afternoon Delight to continue.
Yes.
We've lost so many of those beautiful places in town that we grew up with. And, it can help define the future of Ann Arbor, having that stability and having something that we so cherish so much during the day. So. And like we talked about, you were the first to do so many different kinds of things that we just hadn't known until Afternoon Delight created them, and we delighted in the fact that they were available.
So, yes.
Yeah. Yep. Well, I hope you find that person out there, and I hope it's an Ann Arborite.
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
Who has enjoyed the place all these years, like the rest of us, who can invest in it. What should they do if they are interested?
They should contact Jim Chaconis at Colliers, and he is the person in charge of all of that. And I'm a hands-on person. He's the books person. So,
Afternoon Delight is located at 251 East Liberty Street in downtown Ann Arbor. And for information regarding future opportunities of owning Afternoon Delight, any interested parties may contact Jim Chaconis. And I'll give you his email. It is jim.chaconis, that's C-H-A-C-O-N-A-S, at colliers.com, jim.chaconis at Colliers, C-O-L-L-I-E-R-S.com. How would you like to be the owner of Afternoon Delight, this locally owned breakfast and lunch restaurant in Ann Arbor, known for its fresh homemade menu, welcoming atmosphere, and decades-long connection to the community? It was established in 1978 and has remained a favorite destination for both locals and visitors. High-quality comfort food and a classic dining experience. You can go on its website, AfternoonDelightCafe.com. We need a little Afternoon Delight to carry us out here today. Joanne Williams, a pleasure talking with you today. We wish you well. Enjoy that grandbaby, because before you know it, he's going to be all grown up.
I know.
Thank you so much for what you've done for Ann Arbor.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
The owner of Afternoon Delight, Joanne Williams, on the Lucy Ann Lantz Show, Ann Arbor's talk station, 1290 WLBY. Afternoon Delight.
Started out this morning.